This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Loretta Ryan.
Well, when you look at your home, do you ever dream about something a bit bigger or maybe a different suburb? Maybe you've started to outgrow your first family home and you're thinking about leaving your unit and buying a house. Are you ready to upgrade and is now the right time to do it? Well, Kieran Clare is going to tell us. He's the director at Bricks and Mortar Media and a regular guest here on ABC Radio Brisbane on a Saturday morning. G'day, Kieran.
G'day, Loretta. How are you?
Yeah, good. I can relate to this because I'm in a unit. I've been there for a long time, but I would like a house.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you should go and get one if you want. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's there you go. You have my approval, my blessing.
Just that easy. But, upgrading. But I suppose, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be upgrading into a bigger place. Well, it's just me.
And this is a great example of it's a matter of practicality. If it is just you, perhaps you aren't the demographic for this.
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here, to bring you down. So, look, this is the thing. It's about those people. Usually it's kind of young couples, perhaps, who have got their first home or someone who's bought into a very dodgy unit. I imagine yours is a beautiful unit and a wonderful location. They've bought into their first dodgy unit and it's time to step up in there, or young families. That's people right. Who are already in their three-bedroom house, they're onto their third child and they're suddenly thinking, we need a bit of space.
We need more than one bedroom.
I need a bit of me time. Yeah. So that's where the upgraders are in our market, and they seem to sit sort of pretty firmly in the kind of median to upper median price range in Brisbane. These are people who are no longer looking for that cheaper home. They're thinking about, this is the house that may either be my forever house, or at least it's going to be the one where I bring up my babies into their teenage years, and this is the place that we have to make ours and put our stamp on. Mm. And that's who we're speaking to with this report.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the first thing you should do?
Well, I think the first thing, and this is perhaps where we step beyond just seeing numbers like we had with this report that came out, but the first thing you've do is really got to assess what you require, the practicalities of what you need. Now, people are going to make decisions based on all sorts of factors, school locations, proximity to transport, proximity to great retail outlets, yada, yada, yada. It's going to be related to price most certainly. But of course, there's that old economics 101 rule. The further you move from the CBD, the more land you can get per square meter, per dollar.
And I'll say to you, I don't want to move out. Way out. Mm-hmm. I want to stay sort of where I am.
Tell me, how are you for getting a loan at the moment? How are the finances?
I haven't really tried. I'm just driving around looking at houses. I drive around.
Oh, look. I think aspiration is a wonderful thing in this space, of course. I think that what you'll find is that people, they do in this situation look to upgrade. Maybe they want to stay in their area, and most people do. I mean, unless you're a young couple that have got sort of their first child pre their schooling years, and they're thinking, oh, I want the kids to go to this particular school. We've got to get into that area. We can't live here anymore. Mm. But there is that thing about community where you spend most of your time, you become familiar with your surrounds and your facilities, and you say, I love living here, I just want a bit more.
Yeah.
And that's where your situation would be. Why don't you get a bit more? I think you should just go and buy that house you dream about.
No, you've seen it and you've already told me how much it's going to cost. Because I was thinking that it was the other way. Is there a big market for people who are downsizing rather than upsizing?
No, look, there's a big market for that too, but it's probably that's the next generation on. That's where the kids have moved out and the house is now too big. So think of your upsizers, the house is now too small, I need to get more, as opposed to the empty nester who says, okay, the house is too big, I need to get downsized.
Well, let's look at that report a bit further. Particular suburbs are they mentioning?
So they talked about 10 suburbs that they identified, and this is from RiskWise, so just give credit to people there, but they looked at 10 suburbs in southeast Queensland generally that they felt provided the best opportunity. Looking through the list, and I'll give you the criteria in a moment, Albion came out number one, then Wavell Heights, Stafford, Sunnybank and Murarrie. And those were the five that basically were in Brisbane proper.
So Albion's an upsizer.
Yeah. So they're saying that people who are looking to get into a bigger home, who are perhaps perhaps they're the sort of millennials, the older millennials who've got the kids and they've been living, you know, in the great little apartment in the city, and they want to move out but not too far, and they've got the money for it. They would look at somewhere like Albion.
Gee, that's quite close to the city, Albion.
It is, but there's probably opportunity there with I'd imagine with sort of, you know, you could still get yourself a reasonable size house with a reasonable block of land. You won't get your six family members into that. You're probably wanting to be a bit further out into sort of, you know, the Wavell Heights, Stafford area. But I think it's an opportunity there in Albion. And, you know, this is the other thing is the upgrader opportunity in this market, the ability to buy something that you can do a little renovation to or a bit of extension to as well.
1300 222 612. I want to know if you've been looking around and you're upgrading. Give us a call. Have a chat to Kieran. Maybe you can tell us your experience or you want to ask him a question. If you're upgrading, 1300 222 612, how far did you have to move out? All right, what other suburbs? What about Northgate?
Look, I think Northgate's not a bad option. Now, I should probably say from this list, from the top 10, because the other five were in the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast.
Right.
Some of those I'd agree with and some I wouldn't. I actually think that the best thing for people to do is, I mean, first of all, as we said earlier, you've got to apply the practicalities of your family and lifestyle. It's all well and good to say, yeah, you should be buying an Albion, but if Albion doesn't suit you, then why bother?
Yeah.
You've got to really cater this sort of thing to you. It's different to investing. It's about lifestyle and it's about your family and your future. So you've got to be horses for courses as far as this goes. So Northgate's a great option.
Yeah. But when you're investing, though, you also have to look at lifestyle because you want people to move into that place, don't you?
Yes, you do. But these sort of upsizing moves are really about the owner-occupier. Mm. They're really about the home buyer. I think the other interesting thing, too, is that when RiskWise produced this report, they've sort of sold on the idea that Brisbane's kind of got this window of opportunity at the moment around what's happened down in Sydney and Melbourne, and now Brisbane's looking good for a lot of these people wanting to move interstate. If you think about it, for an extra $200,000 or $300,000 on what people already own, they can upgrade into something. Now, if you were going to do that in Sydney, you'd be spending $500,000 more to get in there. That's the differential we're talking about.
That's why they're all coming here.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. Apart from the lifestyle and the excellent radio.
Oh, of course. Yes,
the excellent radio has a lot to do with it too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So how much money am I looking at?
Well, these people are going to be considering sort of $600,000 to $800,000. The Brisbane median price sits somewhere close to about the $650,000 for a house at the moment.
And how close is that to the city?
Well, that's going to be taking in everything from CBD probably right out to our fringe. And often with these descriptions of medians, they will take in not just the local council area, they'll take in a statistical area. So it could be out to, you know, Bald Hills and all those sorts of areas to the north. But that's where they're firmly going to fall, sort of a $600,000 to $800,000 mark. They're going to be just above the median house price. They've got a little extra to spend. And so that's what you've got to have in your back pocket, or at least have your bank ticking off on.
See, Murarrie you mentioned, which was one of them,
which
I would have thought was going to get up there.
Yeah, look, interestingly, I mean, when you think about Murarrie, it's in the sort of shadow of the gateway on ramp there. I can see the attraction. Now, I will come clean and say I'm not intimately knowledgeable about Murarrie, apart from sort of geographically. It's well located for people who want to travel north and south.
It was industrial sort of years ago, but now they have
new housing
and units in particular.
Yeah, and they're sort of starting to pick it up there. It's sort of one of the new areas that still is very accessible. There was a fair amount of investing out there as well. So it would be an interesting area to watch. It doesn't often ping on the radar, I found, when people run these sorts of numbers. So it might be one that's worth having a little more of a look. Okay.
That's probably because people don't really realise what's happened out at Murarrie. They haven't been out there to have a look and still do think it's maybe a lot of industrial.
I just admitted that. Exactly. We sort of, it's almost one of those new suburbs. The established suburbs people throw around the names of, you know, pretty easily, but Murarrie just hasn't pinged on the radar, as I've said.
What are some of those other ones that you think aren't pinging but will in the future? Because we do hear older suburbs that have this, you know, growth happening, with, I suppose, as younger families come through.
Yeah, look, I mean, a lot of new areas closer into the CBD, you just don't get them. We're a reasonably dense sort of city. We're not as dense as Sydney, and I mean as in housing density, not dense. so who knows? But Look, if you're going to be close to the CBD, there's probably not too much choice for you now. I mean, it wasn't so long ago, I don't know if you recall, it wasn't so long ago that you felt like Carindale was one of the new suburbs.
Yeah,
you know,
new houses and
some of those kind of contemporary builds. And I was talking to Rob earlier, when you look out at the areas of Brookfield, but those areas just outside of where Kenmore finishes and starts to go on, there's sort of new estates building out there, and they're the greenfield areas that you want to go to. But getting close to the city, if you're looking to upgrade into something new, you're really looking at infill style housing. And that's where people have subdivided a block of land and made something new, or there's been a decent sized block they've been able to get a subdivision of 5 or 6 blocks out of. But you don't find those large tracts of land.
No, and you would move out further to get those large tracts.
If you've got the kids and you want to give them a yard to run around, then yeah, that's the trade-off. You need to usually go a bit further out. But there's opportunity out there.
Are we seeing, though, a lot more of, you know, the houses, housing complexes or whatever you call them, behind the fences? You know, you go down right down to the end of Nudgee, past the cemetery, I think, and they've built, there's a lot of housing down there.
Oh, is it more like a townhouse-style project or a kind of villa? And they do the low-set villas, and you kind of, you go in one street and do the thing around. There is a lot of that that went on, and you got to be you probably won't, maybe if you're looking for your more budget size family, they're going to go into something more like that, an enclosed estate, depending on the calibre of home. The ones that used to concern us were those real cookie cutter type estates that you'd see in the fringes, but they were being sold to investors, a lot of those.
What does that mean, cookie cutter?
So you get the same house design back on back all the way through. It's very cost efficient. It's very easy. You know exactly what you're going to get.
It's not attractive.
No. And also, as I mentioned, they were selling those new estates a lot to interstate investors during market peaks and probably taking a clip on what the price was.
Another place, I know I'm staying on the north side because
that's okay. That's where you're from.
Banyo is another one that seems to be coming ahead, and there are some new things going up there.
Lots of gentrification up in that stretch. So, you know, people are starting to see that it's not that far from town. It's got great facilities and there's a lot of room to move. So I think it's interesting, all that sort of Banyo, Northgate, Nudgee, Virginia, all of that stuff that as you sort of head up the bay is something that has been showing up in a few dispatches as interesting places to watch as a growth zone. Because we always talk about north-south, but we often talk about inner north and moving up through sort of to the Albany Creek area. But I reckon that strip, pretty interesting. And a few other people are saying so as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Get into it then. So, all
buy
right.
More.
If you want to buy more, upsize, get a house with 5 rooms for one person. Kieran Clare, Director at Bricks and Mortar Media, thank you so much.
Thanks, Loretta.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're with Loretta Ryan.